I did not number the Marimekumas, like which order to do them in. I guess that was made a bigger challenge. But maybe I should just say it over in the way that I learned it. So at the beginning of Parshas Bo, it says, Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, Vayavo, like with the first few psukim in Bo, Vayavo Moshe Aaron El Paro, Vayomer Elav, Ko Amar Hashem Elokeyo Evrim, Ad Mosai Me Anta Le Onos Miponai, how long will you refuse? Leonos, it's a lashon of ani v'shofel. How long will you, Paro, refuse to humble yourself before me? Shalach ami v'yavduni. Send out my nation and so forth. They should understand. They should be able to serve me. So the Chizkuni says on the bottom of the page, Lefisha ata misgoe al yeser hapleta hanisheres lechem en abarad. What Moshe is insinuating, accusing, what he's accusing. Oh, we welcome the Rosh Kolo, the senior Rosh, from our senior Kolo, Shkoyach. So what Moshe is telling Paro is that the reason why you continue to refuse to humble yourself because you are mizgoya, you are, you know, haughty, from the word gaiva, a yeser a pleita, on all the leftover foliage, hanesheres lechem nabarad, that was left over, that was not ruined in Makas Barad. So Paro was feeling really good, feeling very confident, overconfident, and a certain sense, a full sense of security, because I still got plenty of things to eat. So what did he have to eat? What did Paro feel so good about that there was still left over from Barad? Didn't Barad attack all the outside plants and anything that was growing? So that's why you have to go back to Ve'era. So, so you go back, I'll just stick with the Marimekumas sheet. Vachita vakusemis lo nuku. The wheat and the spelt were not attacked. Ki afilos heina. What's afilos? In other words, everything was destroyed. The pasuk before says, hapishta vasaora nukasa. Pishta and Sora, Pishta flag, I don't know, Sora, barley were ruined, were finished off, were decimated, but the Chita and the Kusemis were not. Ki afilos heina. So what's afilos? Rashi says, Tupshatim, the first shot afilos, that they were like delayed. So because they were so delayed, they were not stiff. They were very soft. And, you know, when you try and, you know, throw a rock at a tall, soft blade of grass, nothing happens to it. So the burrad came and hit these soft, sprouts, nothing happened to it. If you have a stick in the ground, you know, so then a tree, that gets, you know, something hard, knocks it down. You can come drive by, you know, you guys not so familiar with hurricanes maybe, but you drive by after a hurricane, you got half the trees are down and they can't access anything because they have to clean up, all the trees fall down. But the grass is still there. So that's the first shot. And then he says the second shot, that afilos is coming from pile plos. Afilos from the word pella. Ataka is just a nes goloi that they didn't get ruined. Pile plom. So that's first pshat. Chita kusemes were not destroyed because either they were soft or because maybe they weren't soft and they were hard, but it was like a nes galui. And the Chizkuni says, "What's afilos? Ki afilos heina lashon ofel sheyu od ba'aretz lo niru." They were like carrots in the ground. How could it ruin the carrots? The carrots are underground, so they didn't get ruined. It's a second pshat. Or third pshat. We have the first pshat, they were soft. Second pshat, it was tak stam a nes. Third pshat, that they were underground. So it occurred to me, maybe I'm missing another pshat, one of these farshim, we'll see. But it occurred to me that this is pretty amazing. So, you know, Paro, what's the whole fi shato mizgoel, yes, our plate and shetchan abarad. What's the whole feeling gaiva about? Al yeser aplate and asheres lechem naburad. He's feeling. What exactly is he feeling? So I was just looking around. You know, you look at the archaim. Vihine kiros paro kilo shalta machas aburad bechitu kusemis. When Paro saw that the machas burad did not attack and decimate the wheat and the spelt. Shalokafi ateva, komer pile plos nasalhem. Not lalokafi ateva, like the second shot, makes no difference what the shot is. Shalokafi ateva. Hulo yitla ki Hashem hifli. He didn't assume, he wasn't tola that Hashem made a pella, made a nes. Ela yitla, but he was tola ki ain shlita shaloke Yisrael b'cholahova. The ain shlita bakal. You hear this? You hear how deranged and demented a human being could get? Here, it's like almost hard to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, okay, let's go with the pshat that's pilei plum. Hashem made a nes. Why did he make a nes? If you look at the Ramban, he made a nes because he wanted to give the mitzvah a chance to do tshuva still. There's nothing left to eat. They already killed all the animals. There are no more chickens. There's no more meat. The only thing left is fruits and vegetables. That was wiped out and burrowed. So he left them some wheat and spelt. Okay? That's it. After that, you're dead. So he left them over wheat and spelt. Why? To give him a chance to do tshuva. So what happened? So this gufa was the reason why Paro went ahead and was Yosef Lachto. Because you don't have shlita. I know I'm putting together or Chaim and Chizkuni. Just easier to understand the shmuz that way. I think it's the same anyway, but it's just easy to hear Shmuz this way with the Archaim. Like, what deduction does he make from this? Ein shlita bakol. You have no shaychus. You have no control over. You have no control over anything. You think you have control over everything? You don't. Because look, we still have spelt. Still got spelt left. So. You have no shlita over everything. So therefore, Vayosef od lachto. Therefore, he can do more sins because you didn't convince me you have total control. Look at the wreckage. Look at everything. Everything's gone. And like he just missed the whole message. He could miss the whole message. Everything was destroyed and it was left kufa for you to do tshuva. So, okay, you don't want to do tshuva. You might say by Chazik Hashem is slave Paro, fine. You know, he went to tshuva, but because he doesn't want to do tshuva, but he used gufa, the sign that he had to get him to do tshuva, he used that to do the chait more. You have no shlita bakol. It's meshuga. A person could delude themselves. You have the obvious signs in front of you. We could have the obvious signs in front of us. Rabbi Bo said, we learn from Paro, you know, he's a Chacham Gadol. We can learn a gavaldik good things from Paro. So we learn from Paro that he was misgoa al yeser apleita. What's he misgoa for? It wasn't shaykh to kill them. It was underground, or it was a b'dufa nes to get you to do tshuva. Or whatever. You could say the shmuz on all the different pshatim. Or it was too soft, it couldn't kill it. What are the reasons are? What do you mean misgoa over that for? It wasn't, either wasn't al pi derech hateva, it wasn't shaykh to kill them because it was underground. Or it was overground, Hashem made a nes, so you should do tshuva, and now you're a misgoa, and you do some that Hashem doesn't have control. Do you know what Hashem just did? Everything was predicted to the T. What's going to get killed? Hashem even warned them to take everything in. He didn't take everything in. Meshugana. But when we call him Meshugana, be careful, because we do the same thing. We have all the, you know, all the things in front of us to be saved. All the simani shemayim, all the ashkacha pratis, and then we, you know, we complain over the matzah we're in when we should be giving, you know, shevach v'odah to Hashem. We have to take it to ourselves. Okay, and just one other shmuz on the same note. You look at the Chizkuni on Pasuk Lamed Daled in the psukim. It says, "Vayar paro ki chadol hamotar v'abarad v'kolos." And Paro saw that the motar and the bara, the rain and the hail stopped, and all the noise. Vayosef lachto, so he resumed his evil sins. Now, if you look at the psukim earlier, you see that. Like Paro had a whole epiphany. He had a whole inspiration. He said the famous words that he called Moshe and Aaron. Vayomer lehem chatosi hapoam. Everyone heard. If you don't know anything in Shmos, you know these words. Hashem hatzadik vani v'ami arishoyim. Paro said this. Hashem is the tzadik, and me and my nations are all the evil people. Hatiru l'Hashem, please, I beg to you, you, Moshe, daven to Hashem. Rav miyos kolos elokim ubarod. All the kolos, all the noise and all the hail. Vashalchesem lo sifin lamod. It should cease. So vayomer lev Moshe kitzesi seir. As soon as I leave the city, Rashi says, because there was avodah zara there, he didn't want to do it there to daven. Ephro says, Kapai el Hashem. As soon as he put out his hands, Hakolos yechdolon va'abor lo ye'od. All the noises, probably very scary noises, should stop. And also the hail should cease. Okay? Sounds like a pretty good. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Paro, you know, took Moshe in, do me a favor, please, just daven that I can't handle this, I'm going crazy. Hashem atzadik, I cry uncle, let's get this to stop. Ani atzadik, Hashem atzadik, v'aniv amir ashoyim, we're the evil ones. So Paro finally gets it, right? So what shot by Yosef Lachto? There's just like, I don't know how long this took, you know, it was... I don't know, days, but you know, when you're landing, it only takes a minute, a half a minute. But it wasn't that long. But it says, "Vayar Paro ki chod lamotar bar da kolos vayosei lakdo." And Paro saw that it all stopped. It says then he started doing more sins. So what the kasha is? I assume this is the Chizkuni's kasha. What do you mean? He saw that it stopped. He did more sins. You want to say he didn't care? Fine, but what's the pasuk saying that he saw that it stopped, did more sins? So the Chizkuni answers the kasha. Shelo hivtichu Moshe rak b'kolos ubarad. All Moshe promised Paro is that we're going to get the noise and the hail to stop. But what stopped, in addition to the noise, in addition to the hail, but also the rain stopped? Oh, he didn't tell me that. Omar, Akshav, Moshe, Badoihu. Now they said, ah, Moshe, you're a fraud. Ulafichach vayosef lachto. That's why he started to sin. You hear this? You hear? First of all, this was just like mind-boggling in Mitzrayim. First of all, it didn't rain in Mitzrayim. I should have wrote down a marmokum, but I couldn't find it. It didn't rain. Barad also wasn't. Kolos also wasn't. Rain also wasn't. So it was raining. Barad, hail, kolos, thunder, whatever kind of noise. And Moshe only told Paro, Paro asked him to get the barad and the kolos to stop. And Moshe said, okay, I'll get them to stop. And what stopped? The barad? As soon as he lifted up his hands, the kolos, as soon as he lifted his hands, and the rain, ha, Paro says. It's like that Or Chaim. You don't have total control. Moshe, you're a fraud. You're a fraud. You only said two things are going to stop, and three things stopped. By Yosef Odlachto. Crazy. Mamash crazy. This is deranged. Deranged. I'm saying it, but Derech Skog, because we do the same thing. He's bringing riyas when there's no riyas. So more things stopped. It was a miracle that there was rain in the first place in Mitzrayim. So now he goes ahead, because you didn't say that Moshe's Badoihu, that's the only option left on the table? There are a lot of different options on the table. Maybe he's doing you a favor, and it wasn't supposed to rain in the first place, and all these nisim going on. That's what you conclude? That Moshe Badoihu, that Moshe's a fraud? You talk about things that are not mukhruch. The most crazy gematria is more mukhruch than this. What's his hechuch here? That Moshe Badoihu. This reminds me of a Rosh Hashiva shmuz by Kachatzos Halayla. He said Kachatzos, so the astrologers should see if their second hand was wrong. They'll see it that Bakas Choshech did not happen. The Bakas Choshech did not happen Kachatzos Halayla, and they'll think that Moshe Badoihu. Similar shmooze. Why would they think that? Wouldn't they think that their clock is off for a second? Just maybe they'll be off and they'll say that Moshe Badoihu. But here you see Beferish, that Paro said Moshe Badoihu. So we have to be so careful in our assessments of for ourselves. We have to be able to shots up life properly. We have to be able to shots up people properly. If someone's doing you a favor, we could get all angry at them, and then we could get all, you know, we could maybe get we're happy with them, we should be angry at them. We could make everything, we could so confuse the issues at hand. It just requires so much clarity. Look, the Paro couldn't be further from the proof, from the truth over here. To conclude over here, Moshe Badoihu. This is crazy. If you guys don't want to do tshuva, so I'm not ready yet, I'm not holding by it, so go ahead, you're not holding by it. But he had to do it with the teretz, that Moshe Badoihu. Like, where did that come from? That we have such propensity and such the abilities to be so far off from reality that it's almost scary. It's why it's so important for us to learn Musar. And to be able to think through the things that we're doing, even then it's not so pashut that we can get it right. But at least we have a standing chance, as opposed to just like shooting from my hip and taking whatever stimuli come towards us and pasking halachas and making decisions. And we'll say Moshe Badoihu, and we're going to say that Ein Shlita Bakol, you know. Am I always getting the raw deal? I always get the raw deal. Person could go through when a couple of things happen with raw deal, but maybe it's the good deal. You think it's the raw deal, but it's the good deal. Paro here is saying he got the raw deal over here when everything was good for him. He was in a good place over here, but he totally missed the directional signal. And we have to use the time that we have to work on ourselves so that we have the proper tools to be able to lead ourselves through life, making the proper decisions.